You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Tanzina Vega. Last spring, at the start of the pandemic, we checked in with different comedians to find out how they were dealing with the closure of live venues and whether the shift to virtual comedy shows was working for them. Now, roughly a year later, live indoor comedy shows are finally becoming a safer reality. And that means that a lot of comics can once again hear how audiences respond to their jokes in person without having to decipher reactions over Zoom. Comedian and Saturday Night Live cast member Melissa Villaseñor has been performing in front of masked, socially distanced audiences for SNL since last October. Here she is speaking with Colin Jost about quarantining alone last year.
I'll be honest, it wasn't super fun all the time. Like at first, all I wanted to do was watch silly, stupid stuff. So I found that old show, The Little Rascals. Colin, I would laugh so hard, I couldn't make out a single word they were saying. They sounded like this.
Oh no, hamburger.
Yeah, all I understood was hamburger.
At the end of this month, Melissa is set to perform stand-up in multiple cities, and she's here with me now to discuss getting back out on the road. Melissa, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me, and thanks for sharing the Little Rascals clip.
So you started performing again in front of in-studio audiences for SNL last fall. What did it feel like to do it again after months of no live shows?
I mean, first it was a shock to the system, you know, because suddenly, boom, you're around so many people, especially on the floor, and then we had to go jump on stage without masks. It was a little trippy for me.
Yeah.
But then, the muscle of that show came back quickly and it just felt really nice to have crowds again and laughing and live. I mean, that was just so cool. But I think I've gotten used to the rhythm of testing, COVID testing and sorry, there's a motorcycle.
It's okay.
Hey, it's New York, baby.
Yeah.
It was very strange, but I'm just grateful to be back with crowds there and also now this tour in the summer.
Yeah. Does it make it harder to know if an audience is with you, if they've got masks on? Like, can you tell if you're bringing them along?
I mean, you know, you got to look right in their eyes to really have some hope. They're laughing. I even did, you know, it is tough. I did a couple outdoor shows when I was home in LA and the masks were on and it was outdoors. And I honestly couldn't tell up there. I was like, I don't know if they're having fun. It's hard, but I think now that the shows that I'll be doing will be inside, it'll help to have that cover of the roof for the laughs, you know. That's everything. Or maybe I really bombed. I don't know.
For the stand-up tour, like, do you feel more prepared since you have been doing SNL? Did it like warm up that muscle again?
Yeah, in that sense, where SNL, yes, being in front of audiences. But in terms of stand-up, it's a whole other, you know, muscle to get back. So that's why I'm doing so many shows, just because I want to strengthen back that hour that I was working on. And by the time I get to LA, I'm going to tape it because I need a comedy special out there in the world, you know? So, sorry, my cat, she keeps putting her butt in my face.
Be joining you on tour?
Yeah, no, Ella's not. She's going to stay here in New York. My sister lives here too, thankfully. So, and I have there's a dog walker who takes care of my dog and they also take care of cats. So Ella's in good hands. But Penny, my dog, will be joining me on the road, which is awesome. I mean, that's the best.
Yeah. You told the AV Club that, you know, some of this stand-up material is stuff you've been working on for years. I wonder, did you tailor anything to post-pandemic times? Or do you think audiences are going to respond to kind of before times jokes in a different way?
No, I feel like a lot of the bits I have their personal, whether it's about family members or my own self, just being alone at home. It's not really about COVID, none of the stuff, but there's some newer bits, but it's everything's kind of evergreen. I'm going to use that word. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the especially with like the impression bits, they're based on, you know, being at SNL or just personal, you know, things like why I love Steve Buscemi. He soothes my soul, you know, or Owen. Like it doesn't really have anything to do with COVID. And I think it flows well. So
maybe people need that, something that's not about COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I don't want to talk, it exhausts me to even think about. So I feel like it's my place to heal. I like to say this, I heal myself with the silly thoughts and jokes and I heal the crowd at the same time. So that's what I like to go up there as.
Does that feel like pressure?
No, because my main goal is making my own self laugh. And if they're on board, that's great. That's my goal. And I feel like that's what the special is. All the bits are just, how do I be my own best friend? And how can I make myself laugh each day? And I think my fans know that by now. And they know that I don't add any pressure.
Is there anything specific, like any bits that you've been working on that you're particularly excited to try out in front of a real crowd?
I'm excited. Yeah, I feel like my new boyfriend, I feel like it's exciting to talk about because he's a violinist. And sometimes I feel like I'm on the Titanic and it's sinking when he's playing. so there's a lot of like personal things that I'm very excited to. The real bits, you know, about my life are, those are the ones I really want to keep working on. I'm very excited to share with the crowd.
Yeah. Do you get nervous at all about, you know, being in front of people in terms of COVID?
With that stuff. Well, I think once I get my second dose Tuesday, I'll be calmer. But I always make sure the mic is sanitized. There's no one in the direct, like front row. And then I feel okay. I feel like if I'm spaced out enough, I feel good. And no meet and greets, sadly. I know everyone wants a hug, but unfortunately.
Not now.
Not right now.
Melissa Villaseñor is a stand-up comedian and a cast member of Saturday Night Live. Her multi-city stand-up tour kicks off at the end of the month. Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.